The Digital Transformation for Government podcast series is brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. In each episode, we will shine a light into how government leaders and IT employees can tackle some of the most pressing data management and security needs today and into the future. For day-to-day agency IT staff, managing the complexity of all data can be very challenging, where a one-stop shop data dashboard can provide tremendous value in their jobs. Veritas Technologies recently acquired Aptar, which offers a solution that provides agencies with a comprehensive view into all of their data, no matter where it resides. In this episode of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series, we're speaking with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, as well as Christian Westervelt, Systems Engineering Manager for Healthcare, Public Sector, and Education at Veritas, as well as Nelson Munn, E-Sales Director for Government Education and Healthcare at Veritas. And these three executives are going to share their insights into how IT employees can maximize their efforts and effectiveness through the use of Aptar. And Kurt, Christian, and Nelson, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely. It's great to have you all here today. And let's jump in for the first question for Christian. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Aptar and how it can help federal IT employees with best understanding, managing, and protecting their agency's data.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. So at a high level, if you want to take the 10,000-foot view, we assist agencies and, frankly, any customer for that matter, in better understanding what they have in place through a single pane of glass, which is our interface. The old saying of the more panes, the more pain. We typically, if you look at the landscape, a lot of vendor tools, build versus buy discussions for IT infrastructure, we help with that from the standpoint of, you know, bringing all that together, reporting on the infrastructure through that one interface, through those disparate data points, whether it's storage, cloud, combination, endpoints, file systems, backup solutions, the list goes on. So the benefit for all, especially for the IT day-to-day, would actually be the simplification, informed decision-making that comes from knowing what's in place, charting that growth pattern, if you will, where are we at today from a storage perspective, day-to-day backup operations, for example. Do we have any failed backups or other issues that need to be brought to our attention? A lot of that can now be automated through that single pane that we're discussing. So regardless of where customers may be, whether it's, you know, we like to really emphasize and make mention of any as a very key word. What I mean by that, any infrastructure, any storage, any cloud provider, we're very flexible with that, taking that into account. So the real key here, flexibility, decision-making, those are really the top points for the solution set and making those informed decisions.
Outstanding. Nelson, anything else to add?
No, just I think as we look at tools like Aptar and how they can help a technical team provide value up into their management structure, even outside of IT, into the CFO's office or the CEO's office, tools like Aptar that can take all this data and bring it together with a very easy interface that a business person can use and act on and understand, you know, where the costs are and where improvements can be made is extremely valuable. Shows a lot of value that an IT organization can bring to the business, which that bridge is much better than it's been in the past, but still there. How does the IT team show value? I think tools like this can really help.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Thanks for that, Nelson. And let's move on to Kurt. Kurt, if you don't mind, tell us about how Aptar provides everything from historical tracking and trending, real-time dashboards, future forecasting, as well as the predictive analysis of an agency's enterprise data protection environment. That's a lot of awesome stuff in one question there. So I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, no kidding. I think the key word also that Christian and Nelson mentioned is the all thing. And Aptar coming from the perspective of being an agnostic tool that can tie into everything makes a heck of a lot of sense here. And, you know, as I go through my daily job and speaking to, you know, different folks across different federal agencies, you know, some of the challenges that they have, I think, is what where this thing sits in is like, you know, how much storage capacity do I have? Where is my most important data? Is it protected? You know, and how do I manage that? What's great about all the different tools, whether it be, you know, historically tracking where things are, and all the real-time dashboards and forecasting is really, you know, how does this fit into my day-to-day work around, you know, operational efficiencies, around what SLAs do I have and how do I report on those, whether that be an internal solution that I'm running by myself using, you know, one of the hypervisors using maybe VMware, maybe something else like that. You know, where can I find these anomalies? What is possibly not being backed up on a daily basis? Next is, how do I manage the risk? You know, what's underprotected, what's overprotected? You know, what are, you know, how am I performing against things like recovery time objectives and where those gaps are? And how do I optimize? How do I deal with my storage that's out there, where all this information is? You know, how do I optimize the protection of that? Where might there be storage bottlenecks? What LUNs are being utilized? What are not being utilized? What LUNs are being, you know, tagged as being important and needing high level storage that may or may not be actually being accessed at this point, and utilizing that information and kind of moving things around and making sure what things are utilized correctly and what are not. Excellent. I know that's a lot of stuff back at you, but I'm trying to look at it from what, you know, what a person looking at might be looking at on a day-to-day basis, whether they'd be managing an internal environment or managing S3 buckets in the cloud on AWS or some of the Azure storage blobs as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. We'll talk about AWS and some other stuff in a little bit here. And no, great feedback there, Kurt. Really appreciate that. And the next question is for Christian. So if you don't mind, tell us about the chargeback capabilities for this solution and why this is important for budgeting reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look now at the IT landscape for, you know, many institutions, public, private, et cetera, you really tend to see a gravitation towards the as a service model. Chargeback is a big part of that, understanding where you are, the cost for doing business, so to speak, and then ultimately whether it's a real or an implied bill, just to show for budgetary purposes where things are. That is part of that equation. How Aptar can assist with that really is that we're able to do a few different things with the ability to go into not only storage, but even down to the backup infrastructure, the network, heck, even memory and compute. We can actually put an associated cost to those functions and then ultimately provide that level of chargeback to the agency, to the customer, whether that is real or implied, meaning is it a real bill that we're going to simply provide to them, they're going to pay that, or is it simply for budgetary purposes? In addition, and I think it's an important point to what Kurt just referenced, is the fact that we also allow for what we call showback, or even sometimes is called in term shameback, meaning, hey, the DBA made a request for all of this storage that's tier one, yet they're only using half of what was allocated. Could we, in essence, reclaim that storage, utilize that elsewhere? And can we, very importantly, be able to show that to them to say, hey, at the original time of request, you asked for X, whatever X may equal, terabyte, 2 terabytes, 50 terabytes, and you're only using or leveraging half of that associated storage. There is a real cost to that storage. We need to be able to utilize that elsewhere. So from that standpoint, we provide the tool set, the flexibility across the gamut to be able to provide that level of chargeback through that single pane of glass. And that's really the value proposition there.
What I think is great right there, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in right here, but what I think is great right there is that idea that, you know, more and more of the federal agencies out there are trying to provide their own services, similar to the big cloud providers. They're creating their own clouds, wherever that may be. The ability to have that show back, or as you say, shame back, I haven't heard that term before, which I think is pretty cool, you know, says now instead of, you know, doing that and making sure that you have quite a set of tools in order to make that happen, to change things around, the way that services are being provided these days, similar to the cloud providers, is, hey, you know what? Maybe I can spin that down a little faster and reallocate those resources somewhere else, because you're dealing with things on a microservice level and not necessarily like, oh, you know, I've already given you this server, so this server is yours. You've paid for it. You're going to use it regardless. Now that we're talking about, you know, wider spread across multiple bits of infrastructure, moving things around from a policy perspective is going to be really key for these other federal agencies to provide their information. And then the nice thing too is, even in those cases, you're able to show this stuff back in one bill to say, across all of these multi-cloud environments, I can show you what we're paying for and why we're paying for it.
That's great. No, I appreciate you jumping in on that, Kurt. Those are some excellent insights there. And let's talk about how this solution basically integrates with a number of key cloud technology providers, everybody from VMware, AWS, Microsoft Azure, OpenStack, and even ServiceNow. And Kurt, I know you just spoke, but I'm kicking this one to you again.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I kind of mentioned some of this already, actually. And yeah. I should have read ahead while I was talking, but I just got too charged up over the last thing. But, you know, what's interesting is the ability for a solution like Aptar to be able to do things like to collect information from all of those things, whether that be VMware, whether that be your local infrastructure, whether that be your backup solution. You know, I know that it can run across multiple solutions. And as I said at the beginning, I think the agnostic view of what Aptar was and is helps in this sense, you know, because it can get information from, you know, competing solutions like Veritas and Commvault. It can get information from competing solutions like AWS and Azure by using the APIs there, and then be able to bubble that back through a ticketing system and IT management solution like ServiceNow. What I think is great, it's able to collect those things and then on its back end, correlate that information together. What's key is through the APIs, being able to talk to each of these disparate solutions in their native languages, pull it back, correlate that information, and then visualize it back to the IT operator that's using in that space.
Great. No, those are great insights there. And let's shift over to Christian. So overall, how can this type of solution help a typical agency IT person be more effective at their job?
Great question. I think to kind of tee off to what Kurt just mentioned, all the functionality, feature set, the integration, the flexibility of what we can provide. If I had to summarize it in a couple of quick terms, it would really be around two things, efficiency and effectiveness. And more specifically, instead of having to spend time building the respective tool set to accomplish that task, we provide that framework. In many cases, the custom reports or the integrated reports rather exist, and also the ability to create that custom reporting is also provided. And not just the reporting, it's one thing to collect and correlate that data, but as referenced with the ServiceNow integration, it's another to be able to act upon that data collection. So if we happen to see a gap in the backup window, maybe we've discovered where we have a number of host nodes that are not being protected, whether they be on-prem, in the cloud, or perhaps even both. Very key insights can be provided to help mitigate risk in the organization. And frankly, just to make the efficiency of the IT worker, whether they be private or public sector, regardless, it just helps across the board. You don't have to leverage or be faced with the limitations, if you will, of vendor tool sets, which typically will only go so far and are really aligned with the respective vendors offering. This is a certain degree agnostic. I like that term that was leveraged by Kurt because it's accurate and it fits the bill. We provide that flexibility. We use that term before any, and it really is true, whether we're talking about the cloud infrastructure, you know, we're talking about the backup solution sets, et cetera. So from that standpoint, we provide the efficiency and effectiveness to report, gather data, chart growth, maybe decision-making processes in place today to move to the cloud. What is most effective? Or maybe there's only a partial integration with the cloud today. Maybe it's private. They're looking to go some of the public side of the business with AWS. Again, it all depends on where you want to go. We help you chart that course through the data we provide and the reporting infrastructure that we're leveraging. Save that time in creating or building a tool set, leverage what we're providing here. And it's through partners like Thundercat that we can make that happen. So from that standpoint, we make the life easier of the IT worker, and they don't have to create things on their own.
Great. Nelson, anything else to add to that one?
Just that, you know, the power of Aptar really comes through a demo. And my ask is that Thundercat team, get us in there and let us demo, because it's pretty powerful. And what people find very quickly is they did not realize how much, let's call it opportunity, they have to better manage their data that becomes visible, even in a very simple POC. The other thing that's a key point is while there's cost to Aptar, we're finding customers very quickly tell us that the payback period can be months versus years, that the efficiency that they can gain, the insight they can gain, allows them to make changes that recoup that money very quickly. So easy to get started with a POC, and certainly something that adds value quickly where people can realize the savings and efficiency.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, gentlemen, I think we are at the tail end here with our anything else to add questions. So I'm going to go down the line like we've done before. So Christian, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed today?
No, I think we've just scratched the surface with respect to Aptar, and also very importantly to what Thundercat can help organizations, you know, solve from a business challenge standpoint. So thank you again for the invitation. I'll echo Nelson's sentiments from the prior question. It's one thing to speak about it. It's a whole other to see it in action. We welcome the opportunity to present that with you, and also very importantly to key customer set. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nelson, anything else to add?
No, sir, just thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate the partnership with Thundercat. We're here to serve, so let us know how we can help in your selling efforts.
Perfect. And the last word to Kurt, anything else to add?
Not a ton. I mean, again, I'll echo everybody else and appreciate all the opportunity right here and, you know, and understanding, you know, from folks' perspective to see things, you know, the ability to optimize your stores, the ability to understand what risks are there is key to what solutions like this that can provide, you know, and to make sure everybody's looking for, you know, highly integrated solutions out there so that, you know, we can continue to, you know, get this area, you know, and if folks are looking for one thing specifically, if one thing they can remember from here is understanding what you have through visibility, like in a solution like this, is going to pay back, you know, dividends really, really quickly.
Perfect. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Digital Transformation for Government podcast interview with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, as well as with Christian Westervelt, System Engineering Manager for Healthcare, Public Sector, and Education at Veritas. And we were joined by Nelson Munn, East Sales Director for Government, Education, and Healthcare at Veritas. And these three executives were kind enough to share their insights into how IT employees at federal agencies can maximize their efforts and effectiveness through the use of ABTAR. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you as well, Matt and Christian and Nelson.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. To learn more about how Thundercat and Veritas can help your agency to accelerate its digital transformation and solve pressing IT and operational challenges, please visit thundercattech.com/Veritas.